Hey, hey, everyone out there. Welcome back to the Cancer Survivor Show, brought to you by
the Chemo Girls.
This is Lucy, and I have my wonderful friend, Miss Sharon Cruz, here with me today.
Hi, Lucy.
How you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Very good.
Kind of excited about the topic we've got for today.
Yeah, we've kind of been digesting this one for a little while.
Yeah, it's kind of a big thing, I think, that we've got to break up into little parts to make it all well and good. And the
well
pun
is right.
On that word, we're going to talk about wellness today.
Yeah.
And it's really funny about the whole idea and aspects of wellness. You know, when we started diving into our research to do this talk show today, I think I came in with a little narrow vision of what wellness is.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. I think when I think of wellness, I usually think about, oh, my physical wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Am I eating right? Am I exercising?
Right.
Am I not getting sick? That sort of thing. And I think about my emotional wellness. Oh, am I feeling good with this and that and the other? Am I stressed? Am I not stressed? That sort of thing. So, you know, I think when I think about wellness, I usually think about just a couple of different areas of life. But my goodness, there's a lot of different areas of wellness.
Yeah.
And we've taken a good bit of time researching various sources, clinics, their views on wellness. And it can really get pretty in-depth.
It can. It can. But really, if you go and just sort of Google it, you know, lots of really good information.
Yeah,
available.
Wellness out there, you can go to different universities. Mm-hmm. They have their wellness clinics. They do a lot of research in wellness and other institutions as well. But yeah, it's just anybody that wants to go and see some of the different sources that we've pulled from, just go to Google and put in wellness or wellness clinics, and you can find a wealth of information.
Sure. Well, and as we've gone over this, we have found many aspects to wellness.
That's right.
But there seem to be five that most people agree on.
That's right. What are they, Sharon?
Well, they're emotional, intellectual, social, physical, and spiritual aspects to wellness. And then there are a couple of them that are fairly commonly added. Those are environmental and occupational.
Mm-hmm.
But the five that are so commonly agreed upon, I kind of think of them like points on a star, you know?
Huh, that's a good analogy to use.
I can't help it. I'm from Texas. Everything is about that Lone Star.
Oh, so I'm not supposed to mess with Texas?
No, ma'am. Don't tread on me. No, but really, a star is a recurring thing with me. I sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to my children to put them to bed at night. But it just seems to me that a star is a great analogy for this, because you do have the five points on the star, and it seems to be something that's kind of balanced in the heavens, and it's very individual and shines brightly and that sort of thing.
And it probably all those different points need to have some type of equal weight in order to keep balance in the universe.
That's kind of the way I think about it.
I think
if you're standing in the middle of your star and you're spending all of your time and your energy putting a lot of weight into, say, your physical well-being.
Right.
You know, hours and hours at the gym and, you know, totally you can't eat at a restaurant with your friends because you only have a particular diet. And, I mean, you're just so heavily into that your star is going to get out of balance. And I just see it spinning through the sky of out of.
You know, I kind of did that when I was in college. Mm-hmm. I got really obsessed with my figure.
and so such a lovely figure you have, Lucy.
right. But anyway, I spent a lot of time outside of my classes running and swimming and going to the gym and making sure I wasn't eating too many fatty foods and things like that. And, you know, I can look back and I know that I missed out on some things socially. I would not go to a party because I was afraid that I might eat something. Isn't that ridiculous?
It is ridiculous because I completely understand. I've been there in different times of my life. I've been jumping on one end of my star or another, spinning out of control across the sky.
Yeah.
And there have been times that it's been about the physical or the emotional or social.
Right.
But what you want is balance.
That's right.
You want to be having equal weight in different areas and finding balance. And that's what wellness is.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have wellness in your life, you are freed and open to perform to your greatest potential, to find your own potential and grab it and live that very well in your life. So
I guess we need to kind of dissect these five main areas, would you say,
right,
and kind of just briefly talk about what each one of them are and what that means to our lives. So why don't we just dive in with the emotional component of wellness.
I see a spinning star in my life in that area.
Well, you are the mother of four, soon to be four. And it's kind of hard to keep emotionally balanced there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever one of them's hanging from a chandelier and the other one is
Lucy. It's never just one.
Down the toilet.
It's infectious.
But
what is emotional?
Emotional wellness has to do with displaying a comfortability and effectiveness in your emotions, feeling high levels of self-esteem, self-confidence, self-efficiency, and also when it comes to our emotions with our families and friends, that has to do with having levels of trust, love, and appropriate responses to a variety of situations that just pop up every day.
Right, right. And, you know, all that makes a lot of sense, I think.
Yeah.
Intellectual wellness to me was something I really had not considered, to be quite honest with you. And that's going to be, you know, you should always be growing and learning in your life. So the ability to learn, you know, it can be from books, but also from your experience, your life experience,
right,
and adjusting to accommodate and integrate what you have learned into your life. And then being able to make decisions that result from all of this learning that will put you in a good place of mental health and, physical health and that sort of thing.
You know what? And for anybody that's joining us and hasn't heard a little bit about our past, Sharon and I are both speech pathologists, mm-hmm, and that's how we initially met and became friends. And the area of speech pathology has grown exponentially since I graduated 30 years ago. And at the time, some of the things that we were doing just seemed a little bit more simple than what we do in our profession now. And I look at it sometimes and I think, man, if we had stayed where we were, I would be so bored with my work now.
Right.
But now with the evolution of different therapies and techniques and areas of needs, we've had to constantly grow and learn to keep up with the profession and mm-hmm. to better equip our kids that need help.
Well, there is something invigorating about being on that learning curve.
That's right. That's right.
It feels a little adventurous, like so, something new is shaking down in your life.
You trying to tell me that you're never too old to learn?
There we go. That would be it. So
there's another area of wellness called social wellness, mm-hmm, and being balanced in your social life. I gave an example a little bit earlier about how unbalanced I was in my social life because I was unbalanced in another life. It mm-hmm. was like the opposite end of the scale. I was putting too much emphasis on my physical well-being and not enough on my social. So having social balance refers to having the ability to manage your relationships with respect and individual difference, knowing individual differences in your various relationships and being able to give that time and attention on a balanced scale to those in your environment.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do sometimes with the busyness of life, but, you know, when I was driving here today, I was thinking about a friend that I just need to pick up the phone and call. I haven't called up with her in a long time, and we need to connect, and she lives on the West Coast. We live on the East Coast, and sometimes it's like, oh, she's probably busy or she's not up yet and that sort of thing. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think we have to be deliberate.
I agree.
And those needs there to reach out and stay connected with our friends.
And I, you know, my personal belief is if you're going to put a little extra time and energy and be at all out of balanced, this is the area.
Mm.
You know, you really want to have rich relationships.
That's right.
It's kind of what life's all about.
That's right.
And so I'm sure you could get a little out of whack with it, but healthy relationships, I think, make for a healthy almost everything.
That's right.
Another area that we wanted to go over was physical. And this is something that at different times as women, I think we can all struggle with this. It has to do with your body shape and size and has to do with your sensory acuity. It has to do with how easily you get sick, your endurance. It also has to do with the choices that you make to encourage a healthy lifestyle. Or do you exercise? Do you eat well? What types of eating patterns do you have? Do you eat everything in the morning and nothing all day till the next day? All of these things that promote health and that encourage health care when you need it. So that's really a huge topic. To me,
it really is.
It's
and
huge.
Like we said when we first started today, I think sometimes we consider that as the most important. When we hear the word wellness, we think, are we sick or are we well?
Mm-hmm. And we're thinking diet and exercise and health. I am.
Yes.
And so it's easy because it's such a huge thing and because it is something that's in the forefront of our mind,
right?
Really to let that one get out of whack. And I think that it's so big that one response people have is to ignore the pink elephant in the room. And the other one is, you know, to try and tame the beast and spend all your time and energy.
Yeah.
To find balance with that physical element is tough.
We really have to remember that it's one of the points of the star.
Mm-hmm.
And all the points have to have the same balance. That's the same weight to be balanced.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's not necessarily the most important.
Right.
You know.
We've saved the best, in my opinion, of the 5 points
for last.
Yes. Lucy, can you give us 5?
No, our 5th area that's most commonly agreed on in the literature and by all the experts in wellness is that of spiritual balance.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that mean to be spiritually balanced? Well, most people would say that the spiritual balance has to do with seeking and understanding our purpose with a greater power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's probably a whole discussion in itself in terms of spirituality, but Sharon and I both share the same values in terms of spirituality. We are both Christians, and we try our very, very best to put God first in our lives and let everything flow under there. So that area, not to, you know, say that we're condemning other people's beliefs, but that's what we believe in. And we just know that in our lives to be totally balanced in life, we have to make sure that we are keeping number one for everything else to go smoothly. So it really, the area of spiritual wellness is developing a personal belief system that establishes values for your life and the consistency in your actions to those beliefs. It's actually, some people say that spiritual wellness is about creating a sense of inner peace.
And I agree with that. You know, I think that for me, this, it, as important as it is to me, and it is, because to me it's a given, it's easy to neglect this area. It needs to be a pursuit,
right,
for me. I have to be conscious. You know, it's like I know God is there for me, and this is how I feel about it. This is my belief system.
Right.
I know He's with me all of the time. I know I want to, you know, be obedient and all of my beliefs. And so it's like, okay, I know this, and then I dismiss it.
Yes.
Instead of pursuing it and patterning my life by that.
That's right.
At all times. Mm-hmm. When I take the time to do that, for instance, when I was sick, oh my goodness, I felt so close to God. I actually felt more balanced the year I was going through treatment.
Amazing, isn't
because
it?
Because I was seeking after my belief system.
That's right. Yes.
And so, but when things are very good, sometimes I fall off in this area and then things are not so good. Yeah. The star starts spinning.
That star is spinning.
Right. And then the last two areas that are fairly consistently agreed upon are environmental and occupational wellness. Environmental has a few different aspects, like, you know, I consider almost like the aesthetics of my home. I have it decorated to my own sensibilities. It's clean to my comfort level. When it's not, my nerves are frazzled and frayed. And then I try to keep my home healthy, the environment healthy for
right.
my children and my family and myself. And the amount of time that we spend on that to make that happen. There are people that work on their home till all hours of the night and neglect relationship.
That's right.
And then their...
And their personal health about getting to
bed
on time.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So here it is, that balance thing again.
There's the balance. And then there are other people that never consider this. And, you know, their home becomes not healthy in one way or another. It can affect your relationships and your health. So environmental, that was something I had not considered, but it does make sense. And the last is occupational. And to me, we really were created as industrious beings.
That's
we
right.
are,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, we have that inside of us. We do get some satisfaction out of industry, out of being useful. And that is really, it comes into play in that occupational sense of well-being.
Yeah.
That we put in effort, we put in our talents, and we work to some end and we get some gratification out of that.
You know,
and appreciation.
I kind of think about that old saying, love what you're doing, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
just
do what you
embrace
love.
What you're doing. It's not look at it as just a job,
mm-hmm.
you know, but how can I affect this world with what I'm doing right now? I don't care if you're bagging groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You can put a smile on a person's face by giving them a good smile and telling them they're pretty that day.
Honey, I met a doorman that I swore should have been paid $100,000 a year.
Mr. Rudy.
And I'll tell you guys that story one day.
Yeah.
But Mr. Rudy took what you would consider a very simple job.
That's right.
And made something so important out of it. So no matter what you're doing,
let's don't forget that, Sharon. Let's do a show on Mr. Rudy one day, because that's a beautiful story. It's just keep you a little intrigued out there, our listeners. We just it's just a real precious story about a little man that came to the rescue for Sharon one day when she was having a really bad day going through chemo.
Yeah, he's been there. He was there for me a few different times. And anyway, and all of it was within his role as a doorman at my medical building. So those are all of the components, those aspects of wellness.
So really, I think we can take all that information and we can summarize it by saying that wellness is an active process of becoming aware of choices and making decisions toward a more balanced and fulfilled life. Wouldn't you say?
I think that's a nice little summation, love. Yeah.
Okay. So, Sharon, can you think of a time in your life that was not real balanced and maybe something that happened because of that?
Well, I have to just grab the whole deck of days and times that have been imbalanced and just yank a card and cover that.
I think we're all like that. But
but I think there is an example that really helps sort of illuminate. When I finished college, I was a non-traditional student. I graduated when I was about 30. But when I graduated, I was not married. I moved to a town, St. Mary's, Georgia, where I knew absolutely no one, and took this job. And I started working in a school that had just been built. Mm-hmm. There had not been a therapist there before me. Of course, I met you very soon after that.
So you were a newbie.
I was a newbie
in another way.
Yeah, I was newly graduated. I was newly away from my family. I was in a new apartment.
New school,
new everything. And because of that, I did feel a little bit out of whack. And I also was on a serious learning curve with my job. I was working all day. And then I would come to the clinic and work with you in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then I would stay up till midnight to 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning, quite honestly, working.
Making
on
materials.
Reports. Yes. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well, I was doing IEP reports, if anybody knows what that is. And for my kids at school, as a matter of fact, I would get there early and sit outside of the school with a laptop. Still generating IEPs, waiting for them to open the school,
right.
Being eaten by flying piranha, those evil sand gnats.
Sand gnats at the South.
That's right. And just working incessantly, trying to keep my head above water. So where my occupational balance was off.
Right.
My intellectual balance was off.
Tipping the scale.
I paid no attention whatsoever to my physical wellness, my spiritual wellness, my emotional or social wellness.
Right.
Because I was isolated socially by choice and only temporarily. The result was...
What happened?
Sister got sick. Sister got really sick. I started out just with allergies, which really just exploded into bronchitis. And after about a month, my parents came from about an hour away and did an intervention. They called into my job, which in my family is unheard of, and carted me off to their hometown to see a doctor.
Wow.
Who said, you are taking the next week off and pump me full of all kinds of steroids and antibiotics. And it took a month of medications to get me well.
Amazing.
So I was just very off center.
Right.
And physically, I took a real hard hit.
Mm-hmm.
And that typically to me, sometimes I feel like our weakest link is physical. When we get out of balance in the other areas, it feels wrong and things are bad and the star might be spinning. But ultimately, it comes down to a physical or emotional break for us, difficulty that gets our attention.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, stress, all the stress that's caused from being out of balance, you know, is one of the factors in cancer.
Yeah.
And so that is just something that we really need to be concerned about.
Well, I'm so glad we did this segment today on wellness and kind of introduced all these different areas, because we have some phenomenal interviews that some we've already done that we haven't posted yet, and some that are planned for that have to do with talking with experts in the area of their own wellness.
One of the aspects to wellness.
And so we're real excited that we're launching this wellness campaign and series so that we can start giving you some great information on how to get more balance in your wellness in your own life.
Right, right. I'm so excited about the interviews we've already done.
Exactly.
So we can't wait to present those to you. In the meantime, we would love for you to consider, where are you in your wellness? And when you ponder that question, are you able to identify any areas of imbalance? Are points on your star neglected and dusty while others are heaped upon? And, you know, we can think about this in many different roles as you're considering a cancer treatment. The patient is the most obvious first example because you become so consumed with your physical wellness. And typically, the spiritual aspect, you spend a lot of time on that as well. But you can get out of balance in areas like emotional and intellectual and social wellness.
And it'll slip up on you too.
And sure, and having sometimes to take time off, your occupational wellness really suffers because a lot of us identify ourselves that way. But also, there are other roles like the chemo coordinator.
Right.
Or the caregiver, or the chemo nurse, family and friends, all of these areas, it's easy to get imbalance in one way or another. The caregiver and the chemo coordinator particularly, they can feel such a drive to be helpful.
That's right.
To the patient that they neglect their family, their social,
that's
and their emotional well-being, and possibly their physical and spiritual well-being, but they're on this super huge learning curve, all this intellectual growth at that time, all these new terms and trying to keep everything organized. You just need to maybe take some time out and work on relationships, the why of what you're doing. And then with the nurse, the chemo nurse, oh my goodness, I think emotionally and intellectually and physically, they really can get very weighted in those areas.
Yeah.
And
it's a big job.
It is, and it carries a lot of weight, and they're just so amazing. But you just do. You have to find your balance. And with family and friends as well, you just need to take a moment and sort of assess where you are and maybe reallocate some of your time and your priorities to address some areas.
What do you say? What's the best way to do that? You think maybe making a list, you know, of those five or seven areas and just kind of do a personal analysis of those different areas.
A little assessment.
We'll list them for you again. We have emotional, intellectual, social, physical, spiritual, environmental, and occupational. So take a few moments, you guys out there, and list those different areas and take some time and just kind of reflect within yourself and jot some notes and see where you might be a little out of balance.
Sure, and I think it's important when you're doing that not to write down how you want it to be.
That's right.
But consider how you're spending your time. Where, you know, like, sure, being a mom is a big priority, but how are you spending your days?
That's right.
Or, you know, whatever your priorities are, just because they're a priority in your heart doesn't mean that's where you're spending all your time.
Honest reflection.
Yes, honest reflection. So, Lucy, sweetie, I think that's kind of a wrap.
We gotta leave?
On wellness.
Oh, this
was
fun.
It was fun. It's taken more preparation for us than other shows
have. It has, but it really has been a lot of fun.
It's been a great payoff.
And a learning curve for us as well.
Sure, that intellectual wellness. Get a little charge from that.
My head's growing.
I don't know if that's what they mean by that, Lucy. So, Lucy, do you have something for us, because it is time for our not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day. Do you have a tidbit?
I think
for
I
us?
Do, Sharon. I really do. And
lay it on us, sister.
It's kind of a heavy one today, but it's got a good ending.
Sure. Okay. We're ready.
And I really do believe it has to do with wellness. I went through a couple of months lately, that I was starting to get a little anxious. And as time went on, I got a little bit more anxious and a little bit more anxious. And, you know, I just kept thinking to myself, well, I'm managing a business. I'm seeing all these patients. You and I are developing this
support system
for people that are going through cancer treatment. We're working and we're driving to see each other. And, you know, I just really felt like that it was just the pressures of the day that was compounding into this anxiety. Well, I have to be honest with you. This anxiety had gotten to a level where I really thought that I might have to go see my doctor. I'm thinking, I am not shaking this. And usually that's not me. I spend some time praying to God, and I was having a very hard time shaking it and becoming a little bit concerned about it.
Right.
And so one day I was heading to the office, and I won't go into all the details of what happened, but it became apparent to me that I was angry at someone. And that person had said something to me about a year earlier that had hurt my feelings.
And not just a little bit.
A lot.
A lot.
And to be honest with you, I thought that I had forgiven that person. I think I forgave that person with my lips, but maybe it wasn't resonating in my heart. And I hadn't done a complete job with that. And so I made a very deliberate action on that feeling that day. And I said, you know what? That person really did not intend to hurt me like they did. And they've forgotten all about it. It's not affecting them. It's affecting you.
But it's what I was hearing within myself. And rotting your heart.
And I have to tell you that when I was able to let that go, I was freed of that anxiety.
And it did make a big difference.
And
I
have not gone to the doctor. I have not gone on any antidepressants or
no pharmaceutical resolution.
None whatsoever. Just God's pharmacy, I guess you'd say. But that it was such a huge lesson for me. And I knew it. I mean, I know the effects of unforgiveness and all of that, that what can do to you. But you know what? It just wasn't in my conscious mind. I did not realize that I was carrying it. So I think that's why we have to do self-examination all the time. What is it that I'm thinking? What is it that I'm feeling? I've got to get within myself. And if it's not good and it's not promoting a sense of balance in my life, then I got to get rid of it.
Sure.
And that, so there you go. There's my tidbit.
It's a wellness tidbit.
Yeah.
And, you know, a tidbit typically ends up being something that you deliberately chose. You know, you made a choice.
Yes.
For life.
Yes.
And for positive, and to take the time out to do something out of the norm. And that's exactly what you had to do.
That's right.
So
there you go. There's awesome my tidbit of the day.
Tidbit.
And I'm free. Free of anxiety.
Free at last.
Most
free
of the
at
time.
Last, Lucy.
Most of the time.
Right. You've gotten to a healthy level. And that's good. Well, thank you, Lucy, for that. And I guess it's time to close the show out. This has been especially important to me. As we said before, I'm being the mama to four kids under roof right now. And it's really easy in the process of putting out fires moment to moment with the kids to get very out of balance. So it's not like we're telling you guys that we've got this, but it is something that we are becoming more conscious of and becoming deliberate about. And I think I will commit to you guys to take a personal assessment
That's
of myself
right.
tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe Lucy and I can be accountable to
That's
one another.
Right.
To work on that.
And it's an ongoing thing.
It is.
I mean, we can get that balance and something happens the next day, you know, to try to throw us off. But it's a conscious, everyday process of keeping ourselves balanced and under a sense of well-being.
That's right. So until next time.
Yes.
You guys be looking for our interviews on this topic. Until that time, we're not just surviving, but we are thriving with you. Bye now.
To your wellness.
Bye-bye.